Outgoing messages are a very important part of the communication mix, Bill, and you know this. And the reason is that a certain number of callers, depending on how you structure your communications, may receive that message. And a couple of basic guidelines to follow are that the message should be short. Yeah, I would say maximum 45 seconds, and really in most cases you can shorten it more than that. The phone should never ring more than once before it gets picked up. When you leave, you can set your telephone equipment. Just about all telephone equipment can be set to number of rings before pickup. Try to avoid fluff and extraneous information. Somewhere, somebody decided that outgoing messages should have an office's hours on it. And I strongly advise you to eliminate that. That is unnecessary. And if anything, it gives the caller one less reason to talk to you, because often they do want to know what your availability is. And as dental practices, I mean, we're not a retail establishment that people can just walk in at any time they want anyway, right? So the hours are sort of irrelevant, because you're going to work by appointment with them. As far as the content of what you should have on, Bill and I agreed that this is an opportunity to state your identity very concisely. And in order to do that, you need to know who you are, what you do, and for whom you do it. And Bill goes through this exercise with all of his clients. It helps identify your brand, your unique selling proposition, basically your elevator speech. Because if you can't articulate who you are and who you do it for and why you do it in a very short sentence, don't expect your patients to be able to articulate it either.
So I think you need a short message. And I think one of the things you've said, and you give an example here, is thank you for your decision to call the dental office of, where we specialize, for example, in creating beautiful smiles for our patients. In other words, say something that reinforces why they called your office. And then go on to simply say that I'm away from my desk at this time. I'm not able to answer my phone. Could you please leave a message and the time that you called? And I will get back to you just as quickly as I can. I mean, just make it as simple as possible. But as Danny said, don't get into all of the hours and all of these things.
Right.
Personally, when I call and I get a machine, I know this is how this works today. I know that very often we don't have someone sitting there answering the phone. But if I have a long message to get through before I can leave a message, I very often hang up before I get to that point.
We also encourage our clients not to state their cancellation policies on the phone. I think that is setting policy based on the exception rather than the rule. If you have an issue with consistent cancellations, there's probably something more fundamental that needs to be addressed. The other point I would mention is it's not just the word you choose, and this gets back to the components of communication over the telephone. The verbiage you select is very important. But it's the vocal, it's the tone, resonance, and projection of the voice. Even though it's one-way communication at this point, it's still communication. So be enthusiastic. Exude that yours is a caring practice. You'll be surprised at the positive difference that can make.
Speaking of making a difference, I also like you to use, I just can't stress enough, some kind of a tagline. In other words, something that sets you apart. As I said earlier in this recording, that dental offices have worked very hard to all look the same. And if you say something, hello, this is Dr. Smith's office, this is Susan, I can help you, or this is Dr. Smith's office, where we specialize in creating beautiful smiles, or for example, where we give you something to smile about. Say something that just sets you apart differently, and then state your name, and I can help you. And I think that tagline is critical. It just sets you apart. And we are spending money to make the phone ring. We've told in the advertisement, whatever that was, that we're special, we're different. And then they get the phone and they sound just like every other dental office.
Right.
And so say something different. And I, please, please, use your name when you answer the phone and then ask who you're speaking to.
It's all about consistency of message. If you want to establish a positive brand, you've got to deliver on the promise that is really first made by the first communication, which in this scenario is whatever prompted the caller to call you. So if you have a beautiful mailing piece or a wonderful ad or an article that was placed or radio, whatever it is, website, because people go to the website, they're usually going to call the office too, continue the momentum that you've established with that initial contact.
What I would like you to do in the workbook now is write your own outgoing messages. And I would suggest that you write one for after hours, one for during hours, for example, when you're having a team meeting, one for when you're attending continuing education courses. In other words, why am I attending this course? What's the benefit for the patient?
Workspace can be found on pages 18, 19, and 20 of your workbook, or if you prefer, just use a separate sheet of paper.
And one of the real important points there, of course, and every time you leave an outgoing message is, if this is an emergency, we are very concerned, and we invite you to call and then have a number with perhaps it's a doctor's cell phone or something like this.
Right. And remember, everybody in their own head listens to the same radio station. Right, Bill?
That's right. WIIFM. What's in it for me?
What's in it for me? So this message is not an opportunity for you to dictate terms or state policy. It's an opportunity to show them how much you care about them. And while they'll be thrilled to come back or come for the first time to your office. A final suggestion that I would make in the context of crafting your outgoing message strategy would be to determine and confirm that your system allows callers to press zero or pound. Those are usually the keys to be hit, that enables them to bypass the remainder of the message. This should be offered as an option for two reasons. First, repeat callers don't really need to hear this again, and it can be rather an inconvenience for them. The second thing is that, and this gets back to different personality types, some people are quite impatient and they know why they're calling, and so it's just a courtesy to them to give them the option of bypassing the remainder of the message. And you may want to say, for instance, if you would like to skip the remainder of this message, please press pound now. You can also say to bypass the remainder of this message, press zero. But in general, it's a courtesy and it's an option, and we like to give people choices, and that's why we recommend it.